Anna Cantor was a handsome woman. Sharp cheekbones and perfectly coiffed hair, even as she approached her 40s, defied the many hardships life had thrown at her. Anna was many things: widow, businesswoman, and artist with thread and needle, whose clients came from near and far for a custom Cantor piece. To Eleanor, she was simply Mama.
Mama, what is going on?
I am not sure, my love. Some sort of disturbance in the street. She stepped softly into the room and closed the door behind her. We will wait here together, her mother said softly, though the tremor in her voice betrayed her. Did you remember to lock the door last night before you went to bed?
Yes, Mama,
Eleanor replied, taking her hand and leading her to the bed. Good girl. Her mother's fingers trembled slightly between her own. As Anna sat down, Eleanor went back to the window. She smoothed a hand over her long chestnut hair, toying absentmindedly with the end of her braid, a nervous habit she'd picked up when she was just old enough to have her hair in pigtails. All around her along the street, doors were cracking open and people poked their heads out to see what was going on, none daring yet to step out of the safety of their homes. The sounds of breaking glass and laughter drew further and further away as the minutes ticked by, until peace had been restored to their quiet street again.
I think they are gone, Mama, Eleanor said, taking her mother's hand again as she rose from the bed.
She picked up a thick shawl from her dresser and draped it over Anna's shoulders.
I'm going to go and have a look downstairs, see what that was.
All right. Be careful, my darling. Her mother squinted at her watch. Nearly morning, she sighed.
I shall go and make us some tea. Something to settle our nerves.
Eleanor wrapped a robe around herself and stepped into her thick boots. They exited the room together, Anna turning left to the small kitchen on the first floor, and Eleanor going right, descending the stairs leading down to the ground floor, her soles thumping softly on the thick carpet. She trailed a hand mindlessly down the staircase wall, fingers catching on gilded picture frames telling her family's story.